2.
And we're back. Don't Be That Girl, episode 1 is on deck. Welcome back. Those who are new, welcome. And thank you for joining and listening in. So glad to have everybody with us. It's going to be a good season. Looking forward to it. Good topics. We're even doing interviews this year, this season. Episode 1 of Don't Be That Girl. Let's get it. This platform is built to encourage us to continue the conversation going in our local cities and living rooms, to get us as men and women, Black men and women, all races, but mainly my Black men and women, to talk to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one they keep attracting. And our topic today is one that has been in the news lately. Well, it has been in the news. Yeah, I'm not going to say it hasn't because it was viral, but it was also on MSN. So let's get into it. The topic, the first dates, no-go list. I call it the no-go zone for first dates. All the restaurants, all these places and venues that evidently the majority of women on social media have said they're not going to. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Is the list accurate or is it impractical? Let's get the backstory. So evidently, there was an influencer on social media and her first date took her to Cheesecake Factory. It was not up to her standards. She was not with it. And from there came a list of or replies from different women of all the places in the different places that different venues or restaurants that they refused to go to. It's a list of 28. At the top of the list, Cheesecake Factory. At the bottom of the list is sporting events. So what we're going to do today is not so much go through all 28 because I don't even think that the location is really what the issue is, because what is interesting, the reason why we're talking about this today is because the list has women talking, but not only women, but it's got the men talking and the men are not happy. And it's almost like they've been holding this in for a while and they have a lot to say. And so I thought it was a great opportunity for us to discuss and put it out there on the table and perhaps look at this and break it down so that women can see it from a man's perspective. And then men can see it from a female's perspective. Probably would be even better if I had a male co-host to this, right? Well, that's all coming in the future. But for right now, we're going to share from our focus groups that we did on the subject. We went through 25 men, 25 women on how they felt about the list, how they felt about first dates, what they felt was challenging. And I think you're going to find some of this relatable and some of it may be surprising. So first up, women. Can you guess what the number one issue is with women when it comes to dating? What is it that when a woman meets a man and a man meets a woman, that when they exchange information for them to continue to communicate for the next week or so, either by phone, by text, by email, or whatever, they choose social media. That's the new age thing. When it's time for them to actually meet in person, not FaceTime, not texting, what do you think was the number one reason, the number one issue or challenge, we'll say, that women seem to have with men? I'll give you a minute. 5 seconds. Okay, I gave you 2. Look, at the end of the day, hands down, almost 100% of the ladies' first issue was with men not being able to plan a date. They want to see you again. They know that's what they want, but actually how to execute it, not always well planned out. Which I found so interesting, right? This is where my brain has a problem. And where it is very interesting for me, and I want all of us as ladies to be open-minded. If our biggest concern or issue with men is that they're not making the decision as to where you're going on a date, and then you have evidently some men that are making the decision on where you're going to go on a date, 28 options. How are we shooting them down? How are we shooting them down? And are you shooting them down like, I'm not going on the date? Or is it like, I went ahead on the date, but then afterwards I said, oh, this may not be the best idea for a first date. Now, I will say some of these things, some of these places on here, I will say they're hard no's, right? Number 7, number 21. Number 7 is at your home or my home. Absolutely not. We already know what's happening with that. Number 21 is very similar. Like Netflix and chill. Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Roku, whatever has to do with you being in my home or me being in your home, there has got to be, I don't even know what the reason is going to be for us to have a date in a home. And I will speak and go off for a little bit and say to those of us that have chosen to do that, the only practical way I can see that working is if you were friends with him for a very long time and the relationship is going from friends into a romantic relationship. So you're not actually getting to know a person. But for a female to put herself in the position to be on a one-on-one place within four walls in a situation where they don't know the man very well. And we all know, well, we should know that when men are attracted, that their first attraction is physical and carnal. You're putting yourself in a compromising situation. I don't care what age you are, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. There's no such thing as I can handle it. I will be able to stop what's happening. Or please don't be surprised when he's interested in you. And that's where that's anywhere that the date is happening. But if you put yourself in those situations, ma'am, yeah, he coming for the draws. You're in the house. Of course. Like, let's not fool ourselves. But then we move on to the other ones that are on the list, like Starbucks. It's not a bad date. I mean, if you're meeting somebody, especially for a blind date, you've been talking on one of these platforms like eHarmony, right? Or, I don't know, these other ones, Hinge. Is it Hinge? Then why are you going to subject yourself to losing 3 hours of your life if when you meet them in person, then there is no chemistry or they were catfishing you and they're not exactly what you were looking for in the beginning? So I think that some of these on here are situational, but 7 and 21, I can't. 28, sporting events. I'm not a big sports person, but I cannot say that if someone invited me to soccer game or to a basketball game, especially if they got box seats, girl, come on. I don't know who the problem is. It's fun. You're in an environment that he enjoys. It takes the pressure off because you're not by yourselves and you can learn a little bit about that person as much as they're learning about you because you can see them in different environments. Family functions. Oh, that was there. Oh, yeah. That was an honorable mention. 20. That one, someone's going to comment and put it in the comments. Who is taking you to family functions? But anyway, with women, I will say my first challenge to us is if the man is not making decisions and he cannot plan a date, but then he does choose these places outside of 7, 21, and 20, right? How are we going to have a problem with where he chooses? You evidently vetted this man enough that you decided that seeing him in person, face to face, on a one-on-one is something you want to do. So either you didn't do your work in the interview process over the phone by text or FaceTime, or he has layers to himself and you just need to ask additional questions and be open-minded. But I guess my thing is, if our biggest issue, and I mean seriously biggest issue, think about it, ladies, is he's not planning. He can't go to Open Table. He won't pick a restaurant. He won't Google it. He can't find it. He asks, well, where you want to go? Well, what you want to do? Well, where you want? Well, what time do you think? Well, he says, well, what time do you want to go? You know? And so then you get somebody that finally is like, yo, I want to see you again. How about Friday at 6 at Denny's? I mean, either he is in your, you know, you like him. So you're going to go because you like him, not the venue that he's choosing. You want to get to know him as a person. Or perhaps this person, even in your conversation, so it's not just Denny's, but it's the conversation you're having with him. You're learning a little bit about him. And maybe he's just not someone that you want to take the time. You don't want to invest time to get to know him on that level. And that's perfectly fine. But I think that we need to think about that. I think we do need to be open-minded. So if you do have a man and or have a gentleman, we'll say, that ends up calling and texting, FaceTiming, he wants to see you, you want to see him, and he picks a place that you're not fond of, go. As long as it's not in his home and nothing dangerous, it's nothing wrong with going first and learning a little bit about the person, unless you have totally bad judgment from people that you pick up on the street or at places. I don't know what to tell you. But in my opinion, when it comes to getting to know a person as far as what they like, where they work, their interests, their careers, their religion, their social interests, their hobbies, then where they pick, if they choose, is going to be aligned with that. The thing is that sometimes we are so busy trying to control, or we've already picked and created a picture in our head. Because you got this fine man and you like him on the phone. And y'all been out on the phone for hours at a time, which is another bad idea. But, you know, we'll get into that another day. But so now you want to spend some time and see him in person and see how it goes. I'm confused. Go. Just go. One time. Give it an opportunity. Give it a chance and see if there's something there. Because sometimes there's more to the story than face value. Now for our men, on the other hand, the question was, why are they so upset? I mean, you should see them out here. They're not happy. And it is rare that we get men speaking like this, because men can have chivalry. Men can be quiet. And most of the times men want to please. And so why are they finally, like the comments are, so I'll read some of the comments. Some of the comments are, she just wants to go to an expensive restaurant that she can't afford and wants me to take her. Oh, here's another one. She thinks our date is just an opportunity to eat. Oh my goodness. Or the last one, this one was funny too. She's just trying to keep up with the Joneses. Oh my goodness. So it seems like some of the men in the focus group felt as if what's happening is that we're not interested in them as a person, but we're more interested in where they're going. I just think it's a matter of us communicating and talking to one another. And for the men, I'll put it this way, because I have had this happen to me multiple times, and I know all women have as well. We talked about them not planning. So you meet a man, you're having a conversation, he says he wants to see you, you say, I would like to see you as well. And you let him know when you're available. I'm available Friday evening or Sunday afternoon. And he's like, great, let's go out Friday evening. And then he kicks the ball back to you. And he's like, so where do you want to go? Well, gentlemen, let me say this. What you can't do is ask us, where do we want to go? And then when we give you the choice of where we want to go, you're mad at that. How are you upset because of the money you're spending and the place that you're driving to? That's what I like to ask these men in these comments. You went there. You picked it. Oh, you didn't pick it? Well, how about you need to pick it? How about that? And let me let you in on a little clue about women. A real woman, I hate using the high value because it just sounds so cheesy, but a real woman who is interested in getting to know you, a woman who knows herself, she's not so much concerned about where you pick, though it's going to say something about you, but she is more concerned about knowing, can you plan? See, that's the thing, men. For men and women, let's talk to the men for a minute. Men, because I'm a female, so I can tell you. Women, everything you say and do has bigger implications. And we shouldn't be like that, but we are, so you stuck with us, okay? So when you ask us out, and if you fail to plan the date, our mind immediately goes down the line, okay, to he can't even plan a simple evening for us. How is he going to be able to be the leader in my household? I know that sounds crazy to a man, but to a woman, it makes complete sense. You ever heard of the phrase, he who is faithful in least is faithful in much? We should probably not be applying that to first dates, but it happens. Now, ladies, on the other hand, if you meet a gentleman and you do engage in some type of deep, well worth conversation, and then he suggests to go somewhere that you're not open to, if you're not comfortable with the place, tell him why you're not comfortable. But I'm gonna give a small challenge to us. If women are looking for a man to take the lead, and he picks a place that's not of your preference, not that you're not comfortable, it's not of your preference. And if you shoot it down, ooh, Cheesecake Factory, I don't even like cheesecake. Can you pick someplace else? Men naturally want to, especially in the first few moments, days, and weeks of meeting you, he wants to please you. Men are built to be providers. They want to know that they can get praise and applause for what they do for you. It's a gesture. It is an action. So if they took the time, which for a man, it's a lot for a man to ask us out. Please stop taking it for granted when a man asks you out, like, oh, he be all right. It's not actually the truth. Men have gotten used to the rejection, and so they act like they're okay. But the truth of the matter is that any type of social rejection has a real cognitive and mental and emotional effect on us. So be kind to the man. Respect his role in the world that God has given man. And if you have something to say because you're uncomfortable, be honest about your uncomfortability. But if it's a preference, you might want to stop and say, wait, should I give him an opportunity? Let's see where he was going with this. I may actually enjoy the conversation. I may surprise myself and enjoy the venue. I never know. However, if you're only out to date, ladies, and your dating is only about your focus, very, very laser focused on, I want to get married, I want to have a boyfriend, I want to have a man, it makes it a bit more challenging for you because you've already put up a barrier and created all this hedge around it. You could be passing up on and missing out on some good dudes. Been there, done that. When I learned to be open, I've had the most amazing dates. Real talk. So I'm now going to kick it back to you all and leave those two thoughts with you. Ladies, again, just a recap. If he actually plans a date and you don't like the location, it's just a preference. Give him an opportunity. You can always, maybe the next date, say, you know, I really had a good time on the first date. I was wondering if we can try these other options. He may not know. And then men, on the other hand, if you kick it back to us and you do not plan the date, you do not do your due diligence, and you want us to do so, please, baby, do not be mad because your tab came out and it was $250. Plus, I ain't gonna say it, but we'll put it in another video. Sometimes it's those women that you're choosing, so that's bad judgment on your part. Because a real female is not gonna try and eat for free on some filet mignon. First off, it's not even that serious, in my opinion. Or buying bottles of wine on a first date, that's rude. So, men, you may have to do a little introspection when it comes to that. Who are you picking? Where are you finding these women? And if it's happened to you multiple times and there's a trend, then men, it may be a trend in the type of female that you are attracting, and it's not females as a whole. It's the type of female that you are attracting, which then says, let me look in the mirror and see why I'm attracting that female. Well, I would love to hear from my listeners. So if you enjoyed this episode, episode 1, season 2. We here. Please come and visit us on Instagram at @mahogany_more. Tell a friend, tell a family member about us this week, and let's keep this conversation going because we got to do better as a people. Don't be that girl. And we out.